new podcaster today. But let me go ahead and go down the line and introduce everyone. Bossman, say what's up.
Haseyo, what's up, guys?
Steve, say what's up.
Hey, guys, thanks for joining us so early in the morning.
And last but not least, one of our newest staffers, Sue, say what's up.
Hey, I'm the newbie.
Alright, so... it's so cold. Alright, so we're just gonna run through this podcast really quickly. Starting off with Sika's birthday. Yay!
Yay!
Happy birthday!
Yay! Happy birthday.
So far, the girls haven't done anything, right? Someone clarify for me. Like, they haven't done any of their usual celebrations, surprise party, birthday cake, whatever.
They had birthday cake.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, there was a picture of it.
Was there a fan account?
It was on Taeyeon's Instagram. No.
Yeah, that's close.
Good thing you brought that up. So, how many of you guys use Instagram?
Me.
I don't. You do? Mm-hmm. Who else has
Instagram? I made an account, a long time ago, but I never use it.
Is it overrated?
It's just pictures, honestly. It's cool. Whatever, you want to look at pictures, it's cool.
I mean, is it any different from Tumblr? Because I'm on Tumblr 24/7, but I don't have time to be...
Well, there's not...
I feel like Instagram is like the Facebook of Tumblr. Yeah?
It's sort of,
would that be
but
accurate?
You can't... No GIFs, though. No animated GIFs, it's just pictures.
Any pictures?
Ew.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Is Taeyeon the only one with Instagram?
Yeah.
I thought Yuri had Instagram. No?
Fake.
Nope.
Taeyeon's the only one that has an actual Instagram.
Has she put up anything interesting?
A lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's like anyone's Instagram, sort of. It's just she's... adored by millions of people.
Yeah.
So she shows off her like nail art, and she
and
like takes
tons.
Photos of like her peas and stuff. But, like, oh yeah, she took lots of tanny photos.
What? Ew! What a way to ruin my morning. Oh, let me ask. See, do you have a bias? Who's your favorite member?
Yeah, Taeyeon.
Oh, awesome! Yeah. Hey,
you and Lauren. How come Lauren's not here?
She's probably sleeping.
It's 10 o'clock over there. 11 o'clock.
I know.
Yeah.
Early
on the East West Coast. Well, is there any two members that you like together, like as a pairing?
Not really. I do like Yuri is my second. Yuri is my second five.
Oh, okay.
So I guess.
Fair enough. All right. So let's move on from Instagram and Sika's birthday. Running Man. Whoa. More Sika news. Do you guys watch? It's airing today, right? Or tomorrow? The 21st?
Which one?
According to the news. But they put out, like a preview, though, right?
Wait, what are you talking about?
For Running Man?
It came out already.
The Jessica episode already came out.
Oh, you're right. It's his English sub right
now. Yeah.
Do you guys watch it?
No, I want to, though.
I'm about to watch it right now. I bet you it's the same, though, as it always is. As it always is, classic.
What did they do? Yeah, I'm sure it is.
I watched it actually. Oh, sorry.
Oh, how was it?
There wasn't as much. Well, I guess like there wasn't as much Sika as I thought there would be. There was like quite a bit, but like not. She didn't get that much screen time actually.
What?
She sure didn't show up for a while, like for like 20 good minutes. It's just everyone else, and then she showed up all of a sudden. And I was just like, okay. Like, nice. She gets introduced, but then she doesn't get camera time for, like, 20 minutes, and then all of a sudden, it's, like, a scene with her, and then it's, like, okay.
That's weird.
But, aww.
Yeah, it's actually pretty funny, though, when they actually start getting into it.
What was the challenge?
The challenge first before, well, they do a challenge and they do a race, so a spoiler alert, I guess, so to speak.
Spoiler, close your ears.
But the challenge is just, they're basically at a theme park, it's like a zoo theme park. I'm not sure if you went there when you were in Korea. South Korea.
Where?
It's
in
like
Seoul?
I'm not sure what city it's in, but it's been on a lot of variety shows. It's like the theme park with animals, but there's also like rides. It's like a zoo, but there's like rides.
Has Soshi been there before?
They've been there before. It's the one with
were
like
they
that...
there when they were like when they just debuted?
Yeah.
Was it that theme park?
Yeah, that theme park where like they went on a safari journey. They were like on a bus, and then Yuna didn't go, and then Yuri had like the bunny and she's like talking to it.
Oh, no, that's on Hello Baby.
Yeah. Right? They went there.
Oh.
Again, for Running Man.
Oh, where is that? Okay. Yeah. And then?
And then the challenge was to like go around to animals and like do certain activities with them. So like, for example, Kwangsu had to feed a giraffe, but the giraffe had to eat from a certain hand of his. So, like he would offer two pieces of lettuce, one in each hand. And then if the giraffe ate it in the right hand, he would pass, right? But then the giraffe kept going to the wrong hand, and then like he was getting like super duper frustrated. And then Sika, for example, had to feed a rhinoceros, but then she had to figure out what three foods were the rhinoceros' favorite, and she had like 10 different fruits and vegetables to like decipher from. So like she ended up like just feeding it and like doing all these random guesses, and it was like sort of cute. And then the race itself was Animal Kingdom based, so they're all assigned animals, and then Jessica was a bunny. I don't know if I really think she's
they a bunny. Shouldn't have given her a bunny. Okay, if Jessica had to be an animal, what would you guys pick for Jessica?
Fox.
Let's just go down the line real quick. A fox. Daryl, Sue, what would you guys pick for Jessica?
Like something a leopard. A snow leopard or something.
Yeah.
A cat.
Aggressive. I mean, something aggressive, yeah.
Aggressive? Really? I would think like a lazy-ass house cat. Are you serious?
Okay, yeah, that would work too. Since all she has is
like,
sleep.
I don't know.
What, like Garfield?
Yeah. There you go.
That's actually perfect. Nice. Yeah, like Garfield. Yeah. So, Winnie Mike says that Sicko's nearly edited out. Would you agree with that sentiment?
That's sort of how it felt like. But then, like, I think he sort of saw what I saw too, where it's like, you're waiting for, it's because we're biased, right? So we just want to see, like, Sicko or whatever, because it's like,
right.
Dang. But like for 20 to 30 minutes, you don't see her, and it's just like, okay.
that's TV editing right there. Just enough to hook you in, but not enough to.
It's okay. I naturally watch Running Man, anyways. But like, it's just yeah. If you're sick of bias and you're like waiting for Sika to show up, you're gonna be.
Do you think Running Man has like? Do you think they've hit their mark already? It's getting old, or do you think it's still going, like strong?
It's getting weird.
Is it?
A little bit.
Do you watch Running Man often?
Yeah, I do. I'm up to 137 episode.
Dang! Oh my gosh.
It's just getting weird.
Why is it getting weird?
It's just, I don't know, I guess they try to do like these huge, sweeping, epic episodes, and I think it's more funny when they just focus on like the interaction of the members, but now it's just getting weird. It's okay. It's still funny.
There's no female in Running Man.
Song, like, what's her name?
Song Jiho.
Yeah,
Ace
she's still there.
Yeah.
How come she's not in the picture?
Maybe was she not picture? There?
On the Running Man Animal Kingdom picture?
Oh, was she I don't not, know, was but she not was, there? She was definitely in the episode.
Oh, okay. Huh.
Yeah, she was in the episode. I don't know why she's not in the picture.
Alright, well, let's move on. Despicable Me 2, or as in Korea, how they say it, Superbad. Looks like Taeyeon and Sohyun, our leader and our baby, are going to reprise their roles as the oldest sister and the middle sister. I still think that they should still put Sunny as the youngest to do that voice, but I doubt that's going to happen.
Why?
Did you guys watch them?
Why do you think that Sunny should be the younger voice?
Agnes? I think she has a high voice. Right? Yeah, well, because she can do the Aegyo thing really well.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh, good segue. Maybe we should have Sue do the Aegyo corner. Really.
Do it. Yeah, do it.
Do it. Do it real quick.
Wait, what do I do?
Anything.
So, say anything in Korean or just anything in general in life in a very Aegyo voice. Aegyo voice.
Okay, I don't do Aegyo, but okay. All right. Annyeonghaseyo. Watcho. I even do that for my husband, y'all.
Aww. Okay, so, did you guys watch the first one?
No, I didn't.
The first Despicable Me? No?
I didn't even see the American version.
Oh, wait, so you watched the Korean version?
No, I didn't see either of them.
Oh, it was really good, actually.
I'm gonna have to go watch that.
Have you seen Wreck-It Ralph?
Yes, I have seen Wreck-It Ralph. That was a
okay,
cool movie.
Vanellope, I think to me her voice had already gotten ruined because I've watched Despicable Me. If you look at the characters, they look almost like identical. And her voice is so different from the Despicable Me character. You should go watch it. It's really cute, actually.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go watch it sometime.
You should. Right. So that will be released later. Oh, random. Aren't they making Monsters, Inc. University or something?
Yeah.
And Finding Nemo 2? Aw, snap. I'm so excited for that. I already know I'm going to be pushing like 4-year-olds out of the way. I waited 12 years for this. Sorry, no. Okay, anyway. Moving on. Second Japan tour. Anyone got news on that?
No, you know what's weird is I haven't seen any news on it. Like, you know how, like, the first tour?
What?
You know how the first tour, every single tour stop to be pictures and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So this one, I haven't seen, like, anything. I just, like, see the pictures from the airport, but no, like, actual concert pictures and stuff. You know? It's kind of weird.
Maybe they have them on lockdown. Maybe. When I went to their concerts in Korea, man, gosh, the security was so anal about pictures and stuff. Like, people were just getting thrown out straight up. And not even that, they were taking their cameras and stuff and then getting thrown out. So maybe this time around, super lockdown.
Yeah, one E-Mike says that they've cracked down on the camp, so maybe that's why there's no concert pictures. Okay.
They need to go back to China. China had the best bootleg.
There you go. I mean, I did see a couple of fan cams, but it was just like random stuff, you know, just like one song or whatever, you know.
That's whack.
Yeah, it sucks.
Do you know how many concerts they've done already or how long they're planning the tour?
It's out there somewhere. I don't know. I think they're almost done with it, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because it's been on for a while, at least a month. They've been going back and forth in Japan, so I think they're almost done with it.
Anybody else have any info on that or want to say anything about Japan?
Japan's just super lucky.
Yeah.
They get so many arena tours.
They do.
I was watching their first tour, the first Japan tour, and I think that's one of, like, the best... I don't know if you guys have watched all of their concerts, but one of the best... what's the word I'm looking for? Like, well put together. Like, the cinematography was, like, really, really good on the Japan concerts. That's why they're probably holding back. They're probably going to do another DVD release.
Probably.
Is that the one with the Blu-ray?
The one with the Blu-ray, yes.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was really good. So if you guys haven't checked out their first tour in Japan, the one on Blu-ray, which isn't really, like, you can't find it anymore. I tried to go and buy it, but...
It's not on Yes Asia?
No, it was sold out, like, within, like, the first 2 weeks on Yes Asia, and then I tried to find it everywhere in Korea, and they didn't have it at all.
That's really shocking because the Blu-ray is really expensive. It's like 200 something bucks American.
But the quality is jang.
Oh no, I'm sure people still bought it for sure.
Okay,
I just found the tour dates for the second Japan tour. Their last concert's today. Well, the 21st. Oh. So tomorrow, actually.
Okay.
They're both in. There's one today actually too in Osaka. Today and tomorrow in Osaka. So they're finishing that up.
Okay, well, hopefully that means they'll stop traveling over there, because I'm pretty sure they're super tired. Yeah. Every time they do the Japan stuff, gosh, seriously, every other day, it's like, oh, look, new Gimpo Airport pictures.
Yeah, there you go.
They're leaving again. Oh, they're home again. They're leaving again. So, we'll see. All right, so moving on, speaking of promotions, the Beep Beep music video teaser is out. And I did catch a glimpse of it. See, you don't like it? That's pretty loud.
Mm. All right.
Well, what'd you think about it?
Did you guys ever hear that one Japanese song, the Pon Pon? You know what I'm talking about?
The one that like repeats that thing.
It's like pom pom. It sounds like exactly like that, sort of. I don't know.
Oh, really?
It's all right. It's cute. I don't know. It's cute.
Well, as far as the music video goes, do you have any? Oh, you know what? It actually, just looking at it really quick, it kind of reminds me of what I was saying in the last podcast, how they've already made each music video that I've ever wanted, except for the anime one. They still haven't made that one yet.
That would,
so it's kind of.
Yeah, that's that.
Kind of on like a comic book stage here.
That would be cool if they made an anime video. They should do that, because that way they actually don't even have to be in the video. SM can just be lame and like make it up, you know, and they don't even have to be there. Didn't they do a video like that? Oh, yeah, for one of the Taitiso songs. Remember, it was just a bunch of pictures.
What?
Yeah, one of their, like, their, the second song off the album, they just made a music video, but it was all pictures and stuff and, like, animations.
What? Yeah. Okay, wait, if any of the listeners know who he's talking about, because I'm not even sure.
I don't remember which
Are
song
you sure,
it
dude?
Yeah.
Because I would have remembered.
I remember it. I can see it in my head right now. Oh, let me see if I can find it.
Okay. Yeah, that doesn't sound familiar to me. But as far as this beep beep. Okay, what do you think about the song, Steve, Sue? What do you guys think about this beep beep song? You hear it?
I'm not really too fond of like those type of songs.
Is it a very old school Sonyeshite?
Well, I got into it like Genie did, like Japanese Genie did. So like, I mean, I like G, I like O. It's just like, it takes a while for those songs to grow on me. Because like, I have to listen to it multiple times. On like, first listen, I'm not really like that into it. Whereas like other songs like from SNSD, first listen, I'm like, damn, it's good. Then, like, but I think that's just like part of being a so-on. I don't think everyone's always like, I like every single song. I think it's just like...
Okay, is it kind of like Flower Power then? Because like, I didn't care
I
for
like Flower
Power.
Power, so...
Well, I had to listen to it a couple times, and then I was like, all right.
It's
but
catchy.
Honestly, it wasn't. Let's just watch it real quick. But just from the first couple seconds.
It's like bubblegum pop.
Yeah, it's a catchy song. I like it. It's a catchy song.
Beep, beep, beep.
It's like way too bubblegum.
Yeah, I don't really.
Yeah, it does need a lot of
bubblegum. This is also... For Japan, though, mind you, their market is also different.
That's true.
Yeah, no,
when they
works.
Go, when they do bubblegum pop, they do bubblegum pop. It's yeah.
Which is actually, I wonder how well like all their singles have actually done if you like compare them. Like,
I wonder
what styles actually like do well. Because like, is it the ones that are like Japanese that are the similar to Japanese pop that are the most successful, or are they the ones that are like the most similar to Korean pop that are the most successful? So like.
Good question.
Or are their ballads the ones that drive sales? Who knows? But I'm sure SM knows. So they're probably like...
Okay, so, oh my god.
What's up?
Winnie Mike said, Taitiso, oh my god.
Yeah, that's the song. I just found it.
Let me look up that song.
Oh yeah.
It's on a roll.
I just happened to pull up a fan account from like the Japanese Arena Tour or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So like, this is totally like going back to our previous topic. But, oh yeah, we forgot to mention, like, in the Japanese Arena Tour, Taeyeon hit someone in the face with a baseball.
Oh, I saw that. I saw the thing. I was like, what are they talking about? Yeah.
Okay, it wasn't, like, an actual baseball. It was, like, a soft one. But, like, you know how they, like, throw stuff into the audience? Like, what happened was during the Japanese Arena Tour, there was, like, all this bucket of balls that they had. And I think they were autographed. I'm not sure. Like, it was just, like, these soft plastic balls, right? And they were going around throwing them into the audience so people would have like souvenirs. And then Taeyeon grabbed one and she did a Jessica throw.
And so, she like, tossed somebody in.
So like, she was trying to throw it into the air, but it ended up going down towards the ground in a decline and it hit someone in the face.
Nice.
Wow.
I saw a picture of that afterwards. She was like, oops.
Yeah, I saw the fan cam. She like ran. Like, she ran immediately. Like, she was laughing and she ran immediately and she hid behind like the basket of balls.
Yeah, that was the picture I saw. Yeah, that.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, what do I do?
Nice.
Did anyone make a GIF of that yet?
Oh, yeah. It's on Tumblr. Like, if you want...
Oh, snap. Where
Tumblr has,
it?
Like, everything. You just have to keep up with it.
want to see that video now. She, oh my gosh, how do you mess that up? Well, you know what? To defend her, and just to put everyone else on the hot seat, everyone throws pretty bad in Sonyeoshde. Not even them. Have you seen when Yuri threw the bouquet at the fans at the end of like one of the shows when they were on? I don't know if it was Music Core or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she totally...
It's funny, because she's supposed to be the good thrower. She's supposed to be, like, BK yeah. Yuri or whatever, right?
Yeah, that's right. She did...
Everyone's...
Hey, she did flowers fine are hard the... to throw.
Yeah, because she did fine with the baseball, right? Because she did it twice, didn't she?
Who, Yuri?
Yeah. Way back when. I think she did
Oh, yeah, she did two baseball throws. Yeah. But she's done two flower throws where they were complete failures. Because I remember...
So did Yuna. Yuna too. I remember that.
I remember there's like a GIF on Tumblr where it's like showing like G days or something, and Yuri's throwing the flower and it lands on the ground like pathetically, similar to like recently. And like the thing about the two GIFs is Suyoung's laughing in the back for both of them.
So it's like, nice.
Yeah.
These girls.
So like nothing's changed like after all these years. They're still like.
Well, obviously. Throwing stuff wasn't part of the SM training regimen when they were kids.
That's for sure.
Fail. Okay, so anything else on Japan or the Beep Beep song? When is that releasing?
I don't know. I want to see it though. I want to hurry up.
That came out. Wow, that came out more than like a week ago, almost 2 weeks ago, yeah. And they're still delaying the music video for it.
Yeah.
That's pretty long for a teaser. We've never had to wait that long for like the Korean promotions, right? Usually it comes out the next day after the teaser.
Yeah. Well, this is Japan too, though.
Hey,
yo, GG! Oh, no, yeah.
Hey, yo, stop. Let me put it down another way.
So, speaking of promotions, English album rumor.
What's the rumor?
we always talk about this, and we've been talking about this since freaking The Boys. So yeah, that's almost 2 years now. Jeez. So
this is like our most popular podcast topic.
I'm still waiting.
Yeah, well, because you know what, we've really predicted like a lot of the things that have been happening. Even if they're just like coming out of our ass, like I said a couple podcasts ago about them being dressed as stewardesses or flight attendants, and they did it. Like, and also with what's this new album that just came out? Oh, it's on top of my tongue. Well, song that just came out. Well, I Got a Boy. Gosh, I Got a Boy. The Boys, like, it's so confusing sometimes. I Got a Boy. I totally knew they were going to do this hip-hop concept eventually. So, like I said, the anime thing and the English album, that's one of the things that we always talk about. They still haven't done it yet.
And they keep talking about it too every once in a while. Hey, we're going to come out with an English album. They hint at it. They haven't done it. They're bad.
Is there any producer that you guys want to see the girls work with that's Western-based? Producer, songwriter.
I remember you asked this question.
Did I?
I'm not sure. I did. Yeah. I think so. I think I remember I said Ryan Tedder because Tiffany totally like wants to work with him recently. She said it was like one of her goals. So Ryan Tedder is the guy from One Republic.
Okay. Oh yeah. I was like trying to figure out who that was.
But I don't think Sue and Daryl have answered.
I don't know any like American producers really. I just listen to music, so
Quincy Jones.
Okay, well, producers. Is there a sound that you guys want to hear them produce?
Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne. Jay-Z.
Well, hell no.
Hoba. I'm just naming all like the hip hop.
Die in a fire. Hate that fool.
Whoever. Whoever's good. I kind of want to hear them. I don't know. For me, I just like pop. But I don't want them to like. Let's see. Because you know how like The Boys, that song is kind of more geared towards American sort of like hip hop slash pop type of. They're kind of just like doing what we do over here instead of doing like their own kind of sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I want to hear them with their sound, their normal sound over here. Not. I mean, I guess I understand that they did The Boys, and it's kind of geared towards this market. That's why they're kind of they have that sound. But I want to hear their Asian sound, I guess, over here. That would be nice.
I will say though that I think The Boys is still very different from what's here. Like, because right now we're in this like, well, I guess back then there wasn't that many girl groups, at least, like. That you could compare to, because girl groups are sort of like non-existent. So like I can sort of see like how SM looked at the whole situation, because it's like, okay, we should use like familiar sounds, like familiar rhythms, so we get like an American producer. But they're not used to like having 9 girls on the screen. They're not used to like having like, you know, stuff like that. So like we'll give them familiar sounding music, but like the concept of like having 9 girls dancing in a video and like singing together is like something that they haven't seen for a while, something that's like sort of different. So like that's gonna be our like distinguishing factor.
Yeah, that's true. Even that reminds me, even when they're on the shows, like when they're on Letterman, how cramped they were because the stage was so small.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they had like actually move stuff out of the way because there's 9 girls and the stage is really small. it's not like Asia where they have these huge stages and really nice, like a really nice stage, you know, just tiny little. Tiny little space, and that's it.
Speaking of that, actually, there was this interview on, I don't remember, I think it's in the New Yorker or something, where they talk about like K-pop and stuff and like the whole entire process. And then at the end of the interview, they talk to this guy from Interscope. And you guys know like GG's like in America, they're signed to Interscope, right? So the Interscope guy was talking about SNSD, and he's actually at their concert talking to the guy from the New Yorker. He's like, look out into the audience, look at the interaction between the fans and Girls' Generation. Like, the way they interact, like, the things that they do is, like, so different from the interaction between normal North American fans and the artists, right?
Yeah.
And he's saying he feels that there's something special there, something, like, powerful there. So, like, even though it like everyone looks at them like there's like some like it's just like sort of like plastic, sort of like artificial. He's saying the bond between the fan, like in Korean pop or like in Asian pop in general, and the artist is so strong that there's like something special there. And he's saying like that's where Girls' Generation's like value is, because like when fans look at them, they're like in admiration, right? They're like, wow, these people are like goddesses or whatever. And like he's saying, normally we don't look at artists like that, but like if there's a way for us to be able to have that type of interaction in the North American market, then it'd be like a big deal. So like he's saying that's where they're special. It's not like they're the best performers or like even they're the most talented vocally. He's saying that they essentially saying that they give the best fan service, and like fans feel like a connection to them. Like that's sort of like why Interscope's so interested in them.
And that's definitely like one of those like star qualities that, you know, singers of that kind of caliber just have. But to you know, to reiterate on that and stuff, don't you think the window of opportunity is kind of closing? Because if they don't jump on it soon, and I hate to say this, but you know, Psy and the whole like Gangnam style K-pop wave, it's dying now. I doubt that his new video is coming out with as many hits as the first one, you know, one trick pony kind of thing. But if Soshi doesn't jump on this train right now, then I don't know, it could be, you know, it could be it. Like, and then just to go off on that, like, who knows if they'll even be successful in the market. Winnie Mike says, what about the English versions of OG and Genie? And it scares him. Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay. Yeah. Well, we don't even know if they'll even remake those songs into English. It could be just a completely brand new album, like how they've done with the Japan promotions. But how do you think they'll do? You guys think they'll remake it into English also, or
just go with it? Honestly, I would rather not have them remake it in English.
Wait, but didn't she say you wanted their distinguished, like, SNSD sound? You're like...
Yeah, that's true, but I'd rather have them have their, like, just separate English songs, because those are kind of, like, classics, you know? Especially G.
You know what? I think they do G out of all of them.
Yeah, because it's most popular. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't see them doing all three remakes. And it'd be dumb, you know? I would really hate that if they just translated all of the songs
into
English.
Yeah.
We don't need that. That's not the kind of sound that we want.
Mike, the reason why they remade them in Japanese is because there was already like a fan base in Japan that was like pretty big, like for a Korean group. So like when they came to Japan, they already had like sort of like a base. Whereas like, I mean, you might be able to argue that in America they have a fan base too, but it's nowhere near as like saturated as like the Japanese market, because they're closer to Korea and they're more exposed to Korean pop. So the way I look at it, it's sort of like when they go to America, they sort of just want to release new stuff, but they might redo it in English. I'm not sure.
Let's just say
they're just more familiar with it, because like I don't think Americans are that familiar with Girls' Generation yet.
Yeah, good point. Let's just say I wouldn't be surprised if they remade songs in English, but yeah, I'd rather.
Of all three of those songs,
Yeah, G would be the one that's going to be in English. That makes sense, because that's the biggest one.
Genie for me, man. Genie for
Yeah. And actually, you know what? I like Genie, but I don't want to see them make that, because that's like my favorite song. So, two versions is good enough.
You know what? Okay, out of all the songs, if it wasn't just, you know, OG and Genie, if you could pick two or three songs out of all the songs they've ever made to make the English version, what would you guys pick? I would pick Lovesick. I pick three ballads and maybe G.
Yeah, some ballads would be nice too in English.
Pick ballads. All My Love Is For You from the Japanese album.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I'd pick. Let's see.
Which ones do you think would translate the best is also another thing to consider.
In the North American market, probably Bad Girl, but not the video.
Yeah, the video was horrible. That was my concept too, because I'm a motorcyclist. And then when I saw it, I was like, "You guys are kind of killing my image."
Time Machine would be good too.
Ooh, Time Machine.
I think Complete. Although it's like lesser known, like it would make a good.
That would be a good English one too. Yeah, Complete would be a good one too.
But out of all the concepts, I think the Genie concept though would fare really well. In America.
The military?
Because of that yellow fever.
Yeah, because of the military.
Yeah?
Wait, because of the military? Oh, so they're going to be dressing. They're going to still wear South Korean stuff, I think.
Oh, for sure, but still. Yeah. Like, I think that military factor is like, ooh, hey. Sup, girl?
Sup, girl?
Can I holler at you? Okay, so I think that's it.
You know what? I wonder. Yeah, think about that. I wonder if, like, when people holler at them in Korea, how they react. Like, something like that, you know, like, okay, you got some, like, military guy over here, and he's like, hollering at some girl. I wonder if someone over here did that to them, how they'd react. Like, I wonder if they're, like, used to that stuff in Korea, like...
You know what? In Korea, they don't even do that. You would think, like, some dude on the street, like, hey, what's up, girl? Can I let you? Whatever.
That's not part of their culture, though, right?
Yeah, it totally isn't. Yes. Like, the fans... And the people have enough respect just to even stay at a distance and take a picture of them.
Exactly.
They won't come up in your face and take it. So,
exactly.
Like,
so
I don't see that
unless
happening.
They're Saesang fans.
Oh yeah, true that. But even then, like come on now, you know how like the SM managers are about those fans. They'll break their phones and all that stuff. So I'd say they're pretty well guarded in Korea. But if they did it in the United States, to be honest, I think only maybe a handful of the members would even understand that they're being hollered at without it being, like, blatantly obvious, like the dude's making rude gestures or whatever.
That's true, because I guess there's a language barrier, too. So they don't understand what they're saying.
Exactly.
I think they would handle it pretty well, though, even if they did. Like they just like laugh or something.
Yeah, they probably bow, laugh, and like do the nervous giggle thing that they do.
But I see them just like chuckling about it. I wouldn't see them like, you know, getting like horribly offended. Unless
yeah, exactly.
Unless they're doing it to like Sohyun, and then all the other girls would be like, oh, nope. Like defending the Makne, right?
Yeah. True that. Okay, so, well, I guess the last piece of news is a really short podcast. The Thailand tour, or Thailand concert, I should say. Daryl, do you want to expand on that?
I don't even, did I do the article? I don't even know. I don't even think I saw it, but that's about it. I didn't really read anything about it. Was it good? Could need help on that one.
Did it already happen? No, no one has anything to say about this.
Hold on. See. I'm trying to look it up right now.
Oh, okay, but side note, in regards to that English album thing, I saw a picture the other day, and you know how like the women's magazines always have I don't even know how to describe it. Okay, well there was a section that said like upcoming comebacks you need to look out for, like those sneak peeks at like whatever is supposed to be hot in the next couple months, and they had like an artist from Australia, an artist from England, and then they had Girls' Generation, and this was like an American magazine. Nice. I don't know what women's magazine it was, but it had their picture next to these two artists, and then it had like a whole caption about
it. I think it might have been Teen Girl.
Teen? No, I think it was in women's magazine, because the other two artists on that page, I don't know. It didn't seem like something that like a teeny bopper would be really into. It was like more the two artists that they were next to had more mature sounds, but could be wrong. But yeah, so if they are making a move in America, they've already started making headlines, like appearances in magazines here. So maybe it is like they're doing it really subtly until, you know, they just become the next big thing here. So we'll see.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
Good.
Oh, so actually, there is no Thailand concert. What happened was they just broadcasted the Thailand concert that happened on March 30th on JTBC.
Oh,
really?
So, yeah. So, sorry, any Thailand listeners. Probably got your episode.
All right, then. But anyways. Well, so, anyways, the news has been, in the Sochi world, has been kind of lacking, yeah?
Yeah, maybe they're working on another album. English
they
album?
Must be.
English?
They must be, because every time they do this, the downtime thing, they're always working on albums.
Yeah,
been touring a lot, though, so that's probably why I'm like.
That's true.
I was just watching a variety show. Like, it's like a South Korean one where they like follow, or a Japanese one actually, where they follow the girls around, and the girls are like talking about how they're preparing for their arena tour and how they like no sleep and stuff.
Yeah, because that second Japan tour has been the last like 2 months, since like the middle of February. So they've been going back and forth to Japan for the last 2 months.
And they were like at the Hong Kong Asian Pop Music Awards, and they performed in Thailand, of course, on March 30th. And yeah, they've been all over the place.
Well, maybe since the tour is ending, maybe we'll start seeing some more stuff. Since they're not going to be commuting to Japan every weekend, or whatever.
The thing is, Siyoung signed up for a drama recently. Oh, she's like cast as the lead for like a romantic comedy.
Oh, really?
Sirano is what it's called.
Sirano, it's dating agency Sirano. I think it was like a movie, if I remember. Like,
It was in a movie or an anime or something.
Something like that.
It's based off something else. Yeah.
And. Yeah, I don't think she's going to be doing, like, they're going to be doing international activities while she's acting.
That's true.
I don't see that.
Yeah, so it'll be for the next couple of months then. I'll be filming that. Because I think it was like 15 episodes or 16 or something like that, this drama that she's in.
Yeah, it's 16. 16. Korean dramas work like that. It's either like 16, 20, or like 60 or something. It's like, yeah, the broadcast cycles are very like fixed.
Yeah,
but it's exciting because, like, I didn't really watch her Third Hospital thing, but she's actually the lead in this one, so I mean, she's gonna get a lot of screen time.
She's good. Did you guys see her when she was in her other drama, the hospital one?
No, Steve just said he didn't see it. I didn't watch it. I don't know. I'm not a drama guy, really, so I don't really watch those.
Yeah, this is dramas are sort of, eh.
Jamie Salazar is asking when their comeback song in Korea is going to be.
No idea.
Yeah, because right now they're heavily promoting in Japan. So, yeah, no idea.
I mean, they just came out with I Got a Boy, right? Well, it was 3 months ago, but still. So it's probably going to be a while before they make another album for Korea.
Yeah.
At least a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do it every year, so this one's done. They're not going to be putting out another Korean one anytime soon. Unless you do a subgroup, which I'm still mad about. Why didn't they put out another subunit? Hello?
Oh, they could do that, too.
Yeah, they should do it.
They might do it with Seung acting.
Yeah.
They should.
I bet that's in the plans.
And, yeah, if Seung's acting, then I expect a lot more of them to, like, get side jobs. Because that tends to be what happens with, like, they're not all free. It's like the rest of them just get like other acting roles. So like I'm pretty sure maybe more acting parts are gonna pop up for them, or like more MC spots. But then
yeah,
it's weird because
MC for sure.
Tae-ti, they just stopped MCing for Music Corps.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they did. That was like last week. That was their last.
And the last time they stopped. Was the last time they stopped when they did Tae Tiso, or were they also MCs while they were Tae Tiso?
They were.
No, they were. Yeah, they were. Okay.
All right, I was just curious because.
Well, there's got to be something.
It means something's coming.
Yeah, exactly. There's got to be something coming up if they're quitting the MCing thing.
It is.
Yeah, we'll see. I guess.
Although, did you guys hear Tiffany release like a new OST for a drama?
What?
I saw that. Yeah.
How is it?
One step. Yeah.
All About My Romance. I actually didn't get a chance to listen to it, but apparently from Twitter feed, people were talking about how like it's like a voice that, or her voice is really powerful in the song, so it's like she's really belting it out. So like, some people didn't really like that. Yeah, I don't know. It's so weird. Like whenever there's like an OST from any of the girls that's not Taeyeon, people tend to be like, Taeyeon should have did it. And I'm just like,
come on. Haters.
But Tiffany's OST songs are like, I know her old OST was like really good for By Myself. I don't remember what drama it was for.
Love Rain?
Oh, yeah. She did do one for Love Rain, I think.
That one was, I love the Love Rain one. Yeah. That one was so good.
Taeyeon also did one. It was amazing, I was to say.
What?
Her voice is really good for OSTs.
Bias.
I know.
No one heard that. Come on, guy. Come on. Oh, I was going to say something. Oh, dang it. Lost my train of thought. Is there anything else that we need to talk about? I don't remember. Daryl, who's been making the banners on the site lately?
I think Sue's been making more of them.
Okay, because that Jessica banner was really nice.
You like that one?
When I saw it.
Yeah. Yeah, she made that one. She made the last two, the one that's on there now and that one.
Well, shout out to Sue. Sue's already left, but thank you for joining us, and thank you for the quick egg yolk corner. But your banners, girl, wow.
Yeah, good stuff.
First thing I saw when I came on.
Ooh.
Anything else, guys? Wrap this up. Does anyone else on the side chat have any questions for us before we cut this thing up? We'll give him a couple seconds.
Can I just say,
go ahead.
Crystal and Jessica are like the cutest sisters ever. Like, what the heck?
Uh-oh.
We're talking about that picture.
Where's this coming from?
Oh, they had like a sibling, like there's National Sibling Day in Korea, or I'm not sure if it's just Korea.
Yeah, I think that was everywhere.
Okay.
It was here too. I saw a ton of pictures on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. So the point is, I think Crystal on her Instagram shared a picture of like Jessica and her when they were kids.
Yeah.
And then it was just like the most adorable thing ever. And then recently when it was Jessica's birthday, Crystal, because she also has Instagram, she shared this like collage of like Crystal and Jessica photos.
Yeah, that was cute.
Aww.
Those pictures were cute.
Yeah. And then recently I just watched this Japanese show. Like, there's so many Japanese shows with SNSD now. And it just showed, like, Jessica calling Crystal on Christmas Eve and, like, talking to her. And, like, damn, man.
Yo, give that link, boo. Don't be selfish. Let me have some of that. Sick of sisters. Junk sisters.
Yeah, they have, like, a really strong bond. It's cute.
That's good. All right. Well, anyone else? Nothing. No questions on the side chat? All right. Well, oh, do you want to say something? Sounds like someone wants to say something. No?
Nope.
So? Okay. Well, thanks, guys, for joining us for podcast number 26. And hopefully we will get this edited to you as soon as possible. Yep.
Yips.
Thanks for joining us.
All right. See you, guys.
Bye. Bye, everybody. 안녕. 지금은...